Superhits 93.5 Red FM.
Shikha.
Hey, Disha.
You've done both.
Yes, I've done both.
The Amarnath Yatra and Kailash Mansarovar.
Yes, Amarnath I did about 5-6 years ago and Kailash Mansarovar Yatra I did it last year.
Which is harder?
Of course, Kailash Mansarovar.
Kailash Mansarovar is harder, right? Tell me about both the trips actually. This is very interesting.
So Amarnath is more about 13-14 kilometers of trek that you need to do if you take one of the route normally. Kailash Mansarovar is almost 180 kilometers of trekking totally that will be required, and it's in proper full-on Himalayas. I took the Lipu Lake pass, but because of bad weather last year, there were helicopters being deployed to pick people from here to the other side. So that reduced the distance by about 80 kilometers.
Isn't there this thing that most people are not able to do that last leg of the Kailash Mansarovar trip where you cross the China border? They say that's the toughest part and most people give up before that.
After you enter China, the parikrama that you start around Kailash, that's where only your willpower can take you.
Ooh, and did you do that?
Yes, I did that. Good I did, went all the way up to Charan Sparsh, which is the last leg until when you can actually reach. It's a life-changing trip for me, honestly, because it will test you mentally, physically, emotionally, psychologically, in all aspects. You'll come back as a better person. But you won't be able to do it if you don't have it in your heart.
You have to be committed to the yatra. Okay, all right. So tell me, which months normally do people go in, Shikha? I'm going to plan this. You've given me such a great pep talk. Tell me, which months do you normally do people do the Kailash?
So it normally starts at around July time frame. So July, August, when this actually opens.
Yeah.
I went through the Government of India route.
That's the one I'm also hoping to take. But that you have to apply way in advance and submit your medical reports and all that.
Yes. So you need to apply it in somewhere in January. The applications will open up then. And then after 2-3 months, they do a computerized lottery. Then you get a batch allocated. And then you need to go to Delhi for your medical test, for your visa submission, and all the other stuff. And then after 3-4 days of work over there, then you start your journey.
Got it. So I think my Jan 2020 goal is already set. I think I'll apply in Jan through the same route that you mentioned. Shikha, that's great information. Thank you so much.
I hope you enjoyed the trip. Morning number one.
Winner, RJ of the Year 2019 English at the India Radio Forum Awards, Disha Oberoi. Morning number one with Disha Oberoi on Super Hits 93.5 Red FM. Bajate raho.